Hi, it's John Cronshaw here with my author diary for the weekend in September the 10th, 2023. I've had a busy week. It's been a hot week. For some reason, you know, the kids have gone back to school now and we've got a heat wave. So, yeah, been sweltering this week. My son went back to school on Monday, so I have been doing my work. I have been working on Guild of Assassins. I've got three chapters finished, and I'm kind of midway through redrafting the final chapter. Not the final chapter of the book, but you know what I've been working on this week. So four chapters I'll have. So what I did is, you know, I've been queuing these up on Substack to go ahead, and last one I set it up on Monday to go live. Weeks away. And I ended up just accidentally hitting live. So I, basically had one going out, 2 days in a row. So I basically had to make sure that I had a Substack episode for this weekend. And then I've done, you know, I've got ahead of myself now a few more. So yeah, Guild of Assassins, that's going well. It's getting quite intense, I have to say. Getting quite violent, getting quite bloody. I've got what I'm referring to as my kind of Hunger Games section. So there's a bit of a battle royale on a ship. So that is fun and exciting, I'm sure you'll agree. So in terms of reading, I read, It was The Unremembered Empire, which is in Horus Heresy series. Really enjoyed that. That was a really good one. And now I'm on the next book in that series called Scars. So yeah, enjoying that as well. Also listened to the new Alan Partridge series on Audible. So this is called Tales from the Elst House, which, you know, I really enjoyed the first series. I thought the second series lacked a bit. I think the third series, yeah, back on track. It had more of an ongoing storyline rather than, I don't know, stuff happening. And yeah, there's a reintroduction of an old favourite character. In fact, a couple, I think. I can't remember whether Lynn was in the second series, but it's really cool to have the older characters back from the I'm Alan Partridge days. So yeah, really enjoyed that. I find myself laughing out loud at quite a few of the bits in that, which is always fun when you're, you know, walking around with a dog, just laughing to yourself. Don't know, probably got some funny looks on the prom. I don't know. But yeah, this week, man, it's been tough doing the work with the heat. I have struggled for some reason. And, it's being the humidity more than anything else. I mean, one thing we did, I think it was on Tuesday, that was good is the tide times worked out really well with my son finishing school. So we, you know, got our wetsuits, went down, had a swim in the sea. That was good. That was really helpful. I think Wednesday, I had Wednesday pretty much off because I just felt like it was right off. So I ended up going for like a bit of a late breakfast with my friend and just, yeah, not doing much that day, melting really. Next week then I'm going to carry on with Guild of Assassins. I've got this focusing thing done, yeah, seems to be doing that well, so I'm going to keep on with that project. Hopefully I will have, you know, another 3 or 4 chapters done of that. I'm definitely getting to, I mean, I'm past the midpoint, so I'm probably going to look at, I don't know, maybe 80,000-90,000 word novel by the time this is finished. And because I am doing it in that, you know, the cycling method, that means I'll have a completed project ready for the edit come November. So that'll be good. What was I going to remind you about? Substack, that was it. Yeah. If you want to go on my Substack, it's John Cronshaw Author, or one word, .substack.com. I do give readers early access to my current work in progress. So as I say, with Guild of Assassins, I'm posting an episode of that a week. So you could go on there. I'm also posting all the little blog posts. Every blog post I do does go on there. I also post the occasional short story that will go to users for free. So check that out. So until next time, cheerio.